It keeps getting better and better at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The fun begins every afternoon, 4 till 6:30, with the best happy hour in the Vegas Valley. Mondays are extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Enjoy happy hour all night long. And on Mondays, you get 50% off every bottle of wine under $100. Every day, Rhythm Kitchen features New Orleans-style seafood specialties. Crawfish etouffee, beignets, jambalaya. Like I said, it just keeps getting better and better. Rhythm Kitchen also features a banquet facility. So book your corporate events, birthday, anniversary, holiday parties, or any other celebration. Call Chris at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Great food, incredible five-star service. I just love it. Open every day at 4, serving prime steaks and seafood. Rhythm Kitchen, located on South Decatur, just off the 215.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible. Check it out. It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
hang out. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us live and local now all across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. That's right, all across the Coachella Valley, Palm Springs, Indian Wells, Palm Desert. Yeah, we are everywhere. On November 6th, something happened in California that hasn't happened for a long time. Places that had been red strongholds, Central Valley, Orange County, suddenly we're turning blue. What is it that happened? And what does it mean for the rest of the nation? Tom Del Beccaro joining us, former chair of the California Republican Party. He's a RNC spokesman and joins us on our City National Bank guest hotline. Tom, thanks for joining us. Any feel for what happened? Is this something that's been happening gradually over the last few years, or is this maybe just a one-off thing, maybe just an aberration?
Hey, Kevin, great to be on again. It's a culmination of some things. First of all, California demographics have been changing, as you can imagine. California leads the country in people leaving the state for other states, and that's a lot of Republican voters going to low-tax states, and that's about to accelerate. And then, of course, California leads the nation in people coming in from other countries. You can read into that exactly what you're thinking. And so that combination has been going on since the mid-90s. This election, several things happened, but the one takeaway that Republicans really need to grasp is that the Democrats have now taken a quantum leap ahead in fundraising. I know you remember 10 years ago Obama got elected in part because the Democrats forged a big advantage in tech, and then the Republicans caught up. Now, they've done it with fundraising. Think of Gillum in Florida. Something like 95% of his money came from out of state. Same for Sinema in Arizona. Same for Beto O'Rourke. They spent over $200 million in Southern California in an effort to register voters, get out voters, do the things that good GOTV requires. And so it's not a one-off, unless, of course, they somehow relinquish that lead in fundraising. It's actually something that should concern Republicans around the country.
Are they doing it with real fundraising, $100, $125 donations, or are they doing it with Tom Steyer, who early on said, I'm going to spend $2 million getting Jackie Rosen elected in Nevada, as a U.S. senator. He ended up spending $2.4 million in this election cycle just in this state. How are they doing it?
A combination. They part of it is what I call the three billionaires, but there's actually more. There is Steyer. Bloomberg threw in $10 million in the last 2 weeks to defeat Dana Rohrabacher and Steve Knight. Of course, George Soros has been spending money throughout the state. He spent a ton of money on district attorney elections around the state. So there is their billionaire advantage, but also what I call their crowdsourcing advantage. They identify a candidate like Beto O'Rourke, who raised candidate money, raised $80 million. So that means it came from a lot of individuals. And frankly, they did that around the country. Democrat candidates for House and the U.S. Senate outraised Republicans by $300 million. By the way, $300 million is what Bush spent in 2000 to get elected for the presidency.
Wow.
They got, that was just their advantage. They raised over $1 billion. And in fact, in this cycle, over $6 billion was spent on a midterm, obviously a new record. That happened to be also the new record 2 years prior for a presidential cycle.
A question is, can they do it again? I mean, can they keep going to that well? Is there enough money in that well that they can keep doing it?
Well, it's interesting you ask that. This is a different cycle now. And so their advantage for candidate money at the House level may shrink away because they're going to have, who knows, two dozen people are looking at the presidency, including the Clintons. So they're going to suck up a lot of money, their presidential candidates. On the other hand, the Republicans are not going to have a contested election, or at least much of one. And Trump's going to have a ton of money come July. The Democrats' presidential candidate come July of 2020 probably isn't going to have that much money because they had to spend it to defeat everyone, although Michael Bloomberg, if he somehow manages to win, he would have the money. So it could be this cycle that the congressional candidates aren't able to, and the Beto O'Rourkes of the world aren't able to get the money because the Democrats desperately want the presidency because they can't, they can barely go to bed at night for praying. And I'm not sure who some of them pray to, for praying that Ruth Bader Ginsburg makes it through another day.
Tom Del Beccaro joining us, former chair of the California Republican Party. I love that reference to Ruth Bader Ginsburg surviving another night. Let me just ask you, though. Democrats did something that I thought was kind of interesting. They vetted and they recruited a bunch of good women candidates and military veterans. Is that their formula? Is that kind of the formula? And is it something we ought to be doing?
Well, candidate recruitment is always good. The Democrats are different than Republicans in the sense that the Republicans don't. The Republicans are open to anybody running, and generally the party apparatus doesn't get behind a particular candidate. That's very different than the Democrats. The Democrats tend, through their apparatus, to get behind a single candidate. Think of the guy who beat out Young Kim in Orange County for the U.S. Congressional seat, was accused of sexual harassment, had a meeting with his harasser, who was also running. Suddenly it goes away. The whole party gets behind him, and through shenanigans and otherwise, he's able to win the seat. That would never happen on the Republican side. On the other hand, you know, the bigger dynamic for the Democrats in the next 2 years is who's going to control the message. Because Nancy Pelosi's not in charge of the presidential candidates. She's hardly in charge of the House because of the socialist rage that's going on there. And I don't know how she's going to control her own members. And, of course, to be presidential material on the left, you have to be, as I say, louder and lefter. And they're going to go for every liberal dream you can imagine, every socialist dream. So I don't know if Ocasio-Cortez has said that she wants to get rid of the moderate candidates in favor of more socialist candidates. it's going to be very hard for them to fit under one tent. And that, of course, is an opening for Republicans if they'll take it.
Yeah, I was just going to say, one of the things we've tackled here in Nevada, and that is the integrity of the vote. We see a story, I just saw a story yesterday coming out of Skid Row, that they were actually paying for signatures.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about what you know about that? And, you know, we keep saying we know it's happening. We question the integrity of the vote, but we have not yet found the smoking gun.
True, and it's kind of even worse than that, because what happens is the Republicans are unwilling to push the issue, because when there is voter fraud, and look, I used to be chairman of the party, and I guarantee I've seen voter fraud. I've seen people walk up to, you know, I don't know how it happens in Nevada so much, but they post who's voted every hour starting in the afternoon. And I've seen people walk up, look through the names, see what isn't checked off, and they go in. And sometimes they come in a van and they move on. So it occurs. You know, who's going to forget that the fact that B-1 Bomber or B-1
Bob. Bob Dornan.
Yeah. Lost by less than 3,000 votes, and those were illegal felon votes. Obamacare owes itself to Minnesota permitting felons to vote. Margin of victory for the guy who's gotten forced out of Senate. That was under 300. So this stuff is real. Republicans have not taken it. The biggest concern I have about voter fraud is these machines. I don't trust a machine. Like in Orange County, there's talk that what happened is that as much as 300,000 people voted for John Cox, the Republican for governor, but voted for a Democrat for the House. It seems illogical. And it's all up to the, you know, are we supposed to trust the machines? I think there should be hand counts to determine these things. I don't like the machine era of voting at all.
By the way, I always hear this, and it's kind of an urban myth maybe, but I'm curious. They always talk about how George Soros owns a bunch of, I guess,
yeah,
a company.
Counting machines.
Yeah, yeah, that ends up counting the votes.
Yeah, I don't know whether that's true or not, but at the end of the day, I'll tell you this. You know who runs it is public employee unions that are involved in that process. And that can't be comforting for any of us.
Wow. Again, joining us, a guy that has been on the front lines in the People's Republic of California, Tom Del Beccaro, the former chair of the California Republican Party. He is an RNC spokesperson. I want to ask you, because I know we talked about it here, that beginning November 7th, as bad as it was for us here in Nevada, that the presidential reelect race began November 7th. After the election of the midterm elections on November 6th. The economy has been really good. The markets have tanked in the last couple of days. Is it going to impact anything from an election standpoint, what the markets do, or will higher wages, will lower unemployment be the answer to be able to say the economy is just roaring? It's fine.
Well, look, I think in election years in the internet era, the market's basically going to move sideways until they figure out who's in charge of what. Now we know who's in charge of what, and of course the Democrats want to destabilize Trump in any way they can. So the political process is not going to help. Everyday people being able to keep their tax cuts will. It'll be incumbent upon the administration, and they will, to continue to deregulate and do their best. But the next 2 years is going to be raucous. You know, I wrote in my book, The Divided Era, the bigger the prize, the greater the division. And we're going to see so much division over the next 2 years that politically it's going to be rough. The economy will continue to do well, but we've also reached a different era. For very many people in this country and on the left, certainly those funding, it doesn't matter whether the economy is doing well. They want social justice in their terms, and they will pay anything to get it. And the Republicans need to realize they have to go beyond the economy, stupid, because it's not just the economy now. Now it's the social justice warriors trying to run this country so that they get with their definition of social justice. You saw Obama the other day say, oh, he can't solve the problems of America. Like you did, Obama. People are working now. That used to be the problem to be solved. Apparently not anymore.
Wow. Tom, in our final couple of minutes, I want to ask you, because the federal judge in San Francisco, no less, has told the president he cannot ban migrants as the caravan gets closer and closer, and in fact is right at the Tijuana border. Can you talk a little bit about how this is going to play? How long would it take this to get to the Supreme Court?
Months, actually. Longer than it will take for the migrants to get here and attempt to get through the border. Everybody knows the Ninth Circuit has a huge rate of being overturned, the highest ever, 80%, something like that, when it's pushed far enough. This is the same courts that said that the travel ban, remember that, and the Supreme Court routed them in their decision. But they know that it takes time, that the caravan's not far away. So the Trump administration should once again push this through the courts. They'll be vindicated in the long run, but the Democrats, this is a ploy, a short-term ploy, and it's probably going to work in the sense that people will get here, and then it becomes a different discussion. Well, you can't kick these people out. They need assistance. Meanwhile, you just juxtapose those pictures of them against the people here that have been burned out by the fires, who are staying in less nice places than the migrants.
Yeah, it's absolutely horrific what has gone down. Tom, it is always good to visit with you. I hope you and your family have a wonderful Thanksgiving. We will talk to you again soon. Thanks so much for spending some time with us.
Of course. Thanks so much.
There you have it. Tom Del Beccaro, the former chair of the California Republican Party. California demographically is changing. There's just no other way to look at it. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and this is your Nevada Policy Update. Last month, we won a major multi-year lawsuit against the Nevada Public Employee Retirement System after they refused to release basic information about how they spend your tax dollars. It was an important win, and it was a precedent-setting, but it's really just the beginning if we want government in Nevada to be transparent. PERS is going to be at it again, intentionally concealing public information in absolutely no time. That's because, like an increasing number of other government agencies, the individuals running it know that they don't face any penalty when they violate Nevada's open records law. Yeah, the agency pays some attorney fees, but they do so with your tax dollars. When you or I violate the law, we face penalties. Government officials shouldn't be any different. This is why lawmakers in 2019 need to add teeth to Nevada's open records law and actual penalties for agencies and government officials who knowingly violate that law. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more. That's NevadaPolicy.org. I'm Michael Schaus with the Nevada Policy Research Institute.
For many employers, seeking benefits, it's decision time. This is Pat Casal. I'm with the MultiCare Group, and I'm excited. If you own or operate a business, or if you're head up an HR department, there's a lot of confusion out there when it comes to your employees' healthcare choices. Let us at the MultiCare Group help you navigate the myriad of healthcare options for you and your coworkers. For instance, right now we can offer small groups association health plans. This is an opportunity for you to buy a plan using the various chambers and get a multi-year rate lock. Very important, rate stability for the first time in 5 years. I'm talking about PPO plans with national access to providers, the ability to offer multiple options to your employees while providing the employer with many ways to limit their exposure. For more information, call Patrick Casal at the MultiCare Group. My cell number is 702-286-1014. That's 702-286-1014. Or try the office, 396-9449. Give us a call today and see where your options lie and how you may be able to offer quality benefits.
Hot air ballooning. Over the decades, many of you have enjoyed the freedom of flight, floating high above the Las Vegas Valley, overlooking the beauty and diversity of our great city. But one segment of our society has been denied that opportunity. Wounded warriors, seniors, children with disabilities, in fact, anyone who's mobility challenged or might have trouble coming aboard. But all that has changed. Hey, Kevin Wall here, chairman of the board of Chariot of Fire Ballooning, a new 501c3 nonprofit. Our mission is to provide free or subsidized flights for those who can't afford it on one of a handful of hot air balloons in the world that are wheelchair accessible. Unlike other hot air balloons where you have to climb up and over into the basket, Chariot of Fire features a basket with a ramp so that everyone can come aboard with ease and with dignity. But I need your help. If you'd like to help wounded warriors and others in our community who are mobility challenged to live out their dream of flight, check out chariotoffireballooning.org. Your donation is tax deductible. That's chariotoffireballooning.org. And thank you in advance for your generosity.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Tomorrow is Thanksgiving Day, and a lot of you don't want to cook. You can celebrate Thanksgiving just the same at Ichabod's with a traditional holiday meal featuring your choice of oven-roasted turkey, homemade honey-baked ham, lamb chops, Chardonnay walleye, or my favorite, slow-cooked prime rib. Ooh, I just love that. Add soup and salad bar for $4. And all Thanksgiving Day specials come with a piece of holiday pie and all the Turkey Day football you can watch. These specials begin 12 noon tomorrow. 12 noon Thanksgiving Day. Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. There you go. Stick around. Coming up. These bizarre things that keep happening. Trying to compare Ivanka Trump to Hillary. What a crock that is. Oh, and then you've got the president did not go far enough. And by the way, I happen to agree on this. On the Jamal Khashoggi a murder. And it was a murder. Does that mean we change all of our foreign policy? I'm going to ask you the question that's being put to the president. And it was put to the president by the media. Are we willing to overlook one murder for thousands of jobs, economic benefits for the United States? Is that worth doing? We'll talk about that and more live and local now. Live and local now. Good to have you with us. Okay, I want to get into this Jamal Khashoggi murder. And as reprehensible as it is, and I want to ask you the question, and we're going to spend about a half hour on this. We're not going to spend longer, but we will spend a half hour on this. And that is the whole notion that we have a lot riding on the line in our relationship with Saudi Arabia. The Saudis are not the nicest people. Women are degraded. They are second-class citizens. And in this particular case, Jamal Khashoggi lost his life in a horrific, horrific way. He was dismembered. Does that mean then that we should give up arms sales to Saudi Arabia, which makes us billions of dollars, which employs thousands, maybe tens of thousands of Americans? Is it worth junking our relationship with Saudi Arabia? And by the way, if Saudi Arabia stops buying our stuff, are they going to start buying Russian stuff or Chinese stuff? That's what the president's saying. That's what we're talking about here. By the way, Sean Hannity, I think nailed it last night. Did you see Sean last night on Fox News Channel? Let's go to cut eight. Because Sean Hannity doesn't buy into the left criticism of the president and his response to Jamal Khashoggi's murder. Listen to Sean Hannity last night on Fox News Channel.
Spare us the feigned, phony, selective moral outrage. And remember, as I pointed out earlier, Hillary Clinton totally ignored the Saudis' treatment of women, gays, Christians, and Jews for millions of dollars in cash because they bought her silence. She's never criticized the way we have regularly on this program. So today, with Iran now posing the single biggest threat to the United States, the Middle East, and the world, this strategic partnership with Saudi Arabia is too important, if at all possible, to dismantle. If we can keep it together, it's smart. It's incredibly complicated, incredibly dangerous in the Middle East. And on top of that, the Saudis are spending hundreds of millions of dollars on weapons purchases that, by the way, both Russia and China wanted, and we got. And that means what? We're going to make, let's see, Putin and the leaders of China rich again? I don't think that's a good idea. And take Americans, their jobs away from them? I'm not willing to do that.
And by the way, I'm not willing to do that either. But we're hearing people on the left who are going nuts about this thing. As if we should junk the entire relationship with Saudi Arabia and the trade that comes with it, and that we ought to just junk it. I'm going to open up our phone lines right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out from you. You know, we talk about American values. And there are people that are saying, you know, because of American values, because of the way the Saudi government treats women, the Saudi culture devalues in so many ways women, gays, anybody else I'm missing? And that somehow, because of that, we should disengage. Is it enough to say it would kill tens of thousands of jobs? Is it enough to say, well, our American values are more important than jobs? Is that right? If you're one of those families that's building the F-35 or the F-15, you might think differently. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. In fact, I always do. Let's go to Calvin. Calvin, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
I'm good.
I just don't feel Trump cares. If we get soldiers captured, he doesn't care about them. So if you're going to just say, why would we think about this? Why would he even care about this guy? He's a journalist, and he's already named the media the the enemy of the people. So one media person or whatever is killed, and it's going to benefit money for the country, why should we care? That's what he's saying. What if you are captured over there and killed?
Wait.
The economy, so we're going to get rid of you.
Calvin, hang on, though.
Didn't the president bring back
prisoners from North Korea, maybe even from Iran?
I don't care how many people he brought back. One American life is one too many.
And you say junk the entire relationship with Saudi Arabia.
No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying, there are other ways to work with this country, but you should not say that because the money and finance is important to you, American lives don't matter. And that's what it sounds like to me.
Well, we'll see what other listeners say. I happen to believe that while this is a reprehensible act, it's not the United States that needs to be doing this. I mean, this is something that the United Nations or some other body some multilateral body needs to do something about. If it's a matter of sanctions, slap them on the wrist, fine. But to simply say, let's just turn all of this trade over to China, to Russia. Do you really want to do that? I mean, I know I don't. Adam Kinzinger is a member of the Foreign Affairs Committee in the House, and in fact, he's the chairman. Let's go to cut 7 if we can. Adam Kinzinger was on with John Berman on CNN and talked of the unfortunate. This is what how they're being referred to. Unfortunate comments of the president relative to the Jamal Khashoggi murder. Listen, this is Cut 7. Adam Kinzinger, the chairman, current chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee.
What I wish would have happened today, and I think the president ultimately is making the right decision to not fundamentally shift our relationship with Saudi Arabia, because that has very broad implications. But I wish in the statement today, in the 2-page press release, about a page and a half of that would have been just focused on how wrong this was, the fact that we believe in the First Amendment, even if it's not in the United States, we believe in journalism and journalistic ideas. And so I was a little disappointed in the statement, but I think the end result is probably the right end result for this issue.
And in his statement, he said the CIA hasn't made a determination yet, but CNN is reporting the CIA has high confidence that the Saudi crown prince ordered this assassination. And the president said today, maybe he did, maybe he didn't. Does that not give the crown prince cover for basically murder?
Well, I think the crown prince is certainly aware that the world is watching now, so I'm not sure about it giving him cover for further murder, but I do think that was actually the line that stood out to me the most, and I think to most people the most, which is he may have, he may not have. The fact is we'll never absolutely know, because that's how intelligence works, short of a confession. But with high confidence, we pretty much know. We know that with pretty much certainty. And so I think that was an unfortunate thing to say. I think it was wrong to say. But again, the end result, I think, is right. But I wish somebody else had written that statement, and that statement would have said something like, we never stand for this kind of brutality. But given the fact that we live in a world where there's a lot of bad actors, sometimes we have to pick the least bad.
I would have been very happy if the president said that. President didn't say that. And that's why somebody, General John Kelly or somebody of that ilk, needs to fine-tune messaging at the White House. Because what Adam Kinzinger said is exactly what the president should have said. Not that the end result would be any different. Not that we'd junk the entire relationship with Saudi Arabia. But you at least speak to the issue that this was a horrendous murder. And even if you don't say there's a high level of confidence. I mean, the CIA has been wrong before. They've missed a lot of things over the years. Anyway, we'll get to more of your calls coming up. Paul will be leading us off in Las Vegas. All the rest of you right behind Paul. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? Here's how you do it. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program is live and local now. It keeps getting better and better at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The fun begins every afternoon, 4 till 6:30, with the best happy hour in the Vegas Valley. Mondays are extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Enjoy happy hour all night long. And on Mondays, you get 50% off every bottle of wine under $100. Every day, Rhythm Kitchen features New Orleans-style seafood specialties. Crawfish etouffee, beignets, jambalaya. Like I said, it just keeps getting better and better. Rhythm Kitchen also features a banquet facility. So book your corporate events, birthday, anniversary, holiday parties, or any other celebration. Call Chris at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Great food, incredible five-star service. I just love it. Open every day at 4, serving prime steaks and seafood. Rhythm Kitchen, located on South Decatur, just off the 215.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, a social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Have you always dreamed of joining the exciting world of broadcasting? I'm talking about 790 Talk Now, talk that rocks. Right now, 790 Talk Now is expanding. We're seeking motivated self-starters with solid computer skills and an interest in producing compelling talk radio shows like Live and Local Now and Wayne Allen Root's War Now. These are paid positions for real money. If you want to be a part of our 790 Talk Now team, call Debbie McKay right now at 760-851-9447. That's 760-851-9447.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. Let's get to your phone calls. I promise we would begin with Paul in Las Vegas. Let's do that right now. Paul, you're up and you're on live and local now. Go right ahead.
Good morning. Look, number one, the definition of murder is the death of a human plus malice. So what did this journalist do that would have the Saudi crown prince order his death? We haven't heard about that yet, have we? But one other thing that your listeners have probably forgotten, because time does that, some of the terrorists that brought down the Twin Towers were from Saudi Arabia. We didn't get an apology from Saudi Arabia. We still did business with Saudi Arabia after it was discovered that some of their citizens killed more than 3,000 Americans when the Twin Towers went down. So there was no outrage over 3,000 deaths, and everybody's getting bent out of shape over a journalist from the Washington Post, and we don't even know what he did. Everybody has to chill out. And if some of your listeners are naive, don't you think that the United States government, when we feel we have an enemy that's going to do something to us, we have them killed, only you don't hear about it. It's a luxury that you've got. They don't tell you. So this one slipped by, and we found out about what Saudis did to a journalist from the Washington Post. If you wouldn't have heard about it, and you wouldn't have all this talk about it, everybody's life continues on and nobody says anything. But don't forget, the world, you know, the Twin Towers went down, everybody kept quiet. So that's all for today, Kevin.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate the call. You want to join us? We've just freed up a line. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Just to give you a quick roadmap of what lies ahead. One of the things we're going to do tomorrow is what we call best of mode. Some of the best interviews over the course of the last week or so. And we'll have that for you tomorrow. On Friday, I'm really excited. I love it when Pat Casale fills in. No, I really do, even though I'm going to be out of town. I love it when he fills in because I can check it out on the podcast. Same way you can, too. Go to KevinWallRadio.com. And he always comes with an opinion and a bunch of facts to back it up. That'll be Friday, 9 till noon, all across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, on Live and Local Now. One of the things that I want to get to in our final segment here in this hour, and that is the bargain that we make. We do this all the time. I mean, we supported, I think, in Afghanistan. Didn't we support the Mujahideen, which at the time Osama bin Laden was a part of? And then all of a sudden we're on the other side, and we're out trying to kill him, capture him, kill him. And we were successful. The point I'm trying to make, and we've had some callers allude to it, Paul, I think made a pretty good point. This is one guy, one journalist. We don't know what he did to get into the bad graces of the Saudi government. We don't know that for a fact. Now maybe top secret intelligence would tell us. The CIA says it has a high degree of certainty that BSM did have a hand in the killing of Jamal Khashoggi. My question to you is it worth blowing up the entire relationship? And remember, Saudi Arabia is standing with Israel and other Middle Eastern countries against Iran. It might be the balance of power. Now, they don't treat women very well. We know that. They are a little barbaric. But by the way, there are nations around the world that don't have capital punishment that think that the United States of America is barbaric because we have capital punishment. We put inmates on a gurney, hook them up to an IV, and kill them. And for many people around the world, that is viewed as barbaric. Now, let me ask you, and you think about this for a minute. We'll tackle this later in the show. Should we blow up this entire relationship with Saudi Arabia because women can't drive? Because women need to be escorted by a male when they go out? I mean, think about this for a minute. As reprehensible as we might think it is, as backwards as we might think the Saudis are in a lot of ways, is that a reason to blow up the relationship between the United States and Saudi Arabia? They have some very backward-looking policies. But is that reason enough? Is that reason enough to deep six this relationship with Saudi Arabia? I don't think it is. Now you can say, well, what about our American values? And I would answer, what about our American First Jobs program? What about the tens of thousands of jobs that people all over the country would lose, that build F-15s and F-35s, and that support companies that do? Think about that. Tell you what, let's do it. Let's get to your calls. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. Let's go to Harry. Harry, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. What do you think?
Hey, Kevin. Happy Thanksgiving. A couple things. I just want to say a couple things about the midterms. Number one, remember this, that a lot of these people from California that are moving here and to Texas and to Arizona, and they're running away from the high taxes. What kills me is they move here and they end up voting for the liberal Democrats. There's something wrong mentally with these people. You're running away from something. You go to the next state and you vote for the same people to put in office. Number two, the Republican Party. I am a nonpartisan, by the way, but I have been voting Republican because I can't vote for these ultra-left Democrats. The Republican Party in this state is in a frazzle. They don't know how to run an election. They're never going to win an election until they get themselves together. And whatchamacallit, Sisolak won because the Republicans did nothing. It was weird. You hardly heard any commercials. It was like Laxalt was, took a vacation. The Republicans of this state better wake up, or we're never going to win an election. We're going to have the liberal Democrats raising our taxes, etc. And in closing, I agree with you. We cannot throw Saudi Arabia away. First of all, they're allies in the Middle East. They're buying all of the armaments.
Yep, good point. Good points all. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Stick around. More to do. We're going to talk about the Dennis Hoff seat in District 36. That's next, Live and Local, now. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.